With today's Fruit Grower Report, I'm Bob Larson. A pro-farming group established to rebuff What's Upstream's anti-farming campaign had to wait 16 months for the EPA to release documents requested through the Freedom of Information Act, but finally gets a reply and confirmation of many suspicions. Safe Family Farming Director Gerald Barron says the FOIA delays were incredible.
First, they were going to charge us several thousand dollars to produce them, and then when we indicated that was not consistent with how they were treating other people, they said they would produce them, but it was going to take a lot of time because there were voluminous record of these. It turned out there's about less than 1,500 documents, and most of those are duplicates. So there's probably only about 600 or 700 actual documents. And so their rationale for delaying it to this point is highly questionable at best.
Unfortunately, Barron says there have been no real changes at the EPA since the new administration took over.
No, we haven't seen any change that way. We're really frustrated that EPA Region 10 and our region still does not have a director or administrator appointed. And so we're dealing with people who've been in their bureaucratic offices for a long time. And so it's pretty much business as usual as far as we can see it at the EPA right now.
Barron says they have yet to see any change of attitude about enforcement at the Attorney General's or Governor's office. Listen tomorrow to find out what the EPA knew about lobbying activities and when they knew it.
From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson, and this has been your Fruit Grower Report.